This update is brought to you by Liberty Bank of Batesville. The Arkansas Forestry Commission says a red flag warning has been issued for most of Arkansas because of expected strong winds and low humidity today. The commission said that the warning issued by the National Weather Service is in effect from noon until 7 p.m. Commission spokeswoman Christine Fowler said winds of 15 to 25 miles per hour are expected this afternoon with gusts to 30 miles per hour, and the relative humidity values will be below 25%. Fowler said the conditions and the region's lack of rainfall will make it difficult to contain any fires that break out in the state. Police in Fort Smith say a man was killed when he was run over by a semi in the parking lot of a bar, and the truck driver was treated at a hospital after other customers attacked him. Sergeant Daniel Grubb says 37-year-old Jeremy Enoch and others at the bar tried to stop the wife of 42-year-old Michael Scarlett from leaving with him in his semi because they thought he was too intoxicated to drive. Witnesses told police Enoch was trying to stop Scarlett from leaving when he fell and was run over. Police say Scarlett drove away but then stopped and walked back to the parking lot where the others attacked him. He was treated and released from the hospital and arrested for disorderly conduct and resisting arrest. No charges have been filed. A West Batesville man was arrested last night after he drove his car off the road, getting it stuck in the front yard of a residence at 845 Elm Street. It wasn't just his driving that got 20-year-old Juan Francisco Alvarez into trouble. He was also intoxicated. Deputies found several bottles of both unopened and partially consumed Corona beer in the vehicle. Deputy Fred Fryer said Alvarez failed or could not complete 3-field sobriety tests. Fryer ticketed Alvarez with being a minor in possession of alcoholic beverages, DWI, not having a valid driver's license, no proof of liability insurance, failure to maintain control of the car he was driving, and refusing to submit to a blood alcohol test. The Arkansas Senate has approved a compromise proposal to redraw the state's congressional districts. The Senate approved the redistricting proposal on a 20-13 vote this morning. It now heads to the House, which is scheduled to meet on Thursday. The redistricting proposal was crafted after a day of negotiations between Democratic and Republican senators. The Senate State Agencies and Governmental Affairs Committee endorsed the plan. On Tuesday, the compromise was reached after a proposal approved by the House faced heavy opposition from Republicans and some Democrats in the Senate. Unlike the House-backed proposal, the Senate bill does not move the city of Fayetteville into the only congressional district in the state held by a Democrat. And the U.S. Postal Service is suspending mail deliveries to 750 homes and businesses in two southwest Little Rock neighborhoods. That's after a postal carrier was robbed at gunpoint. People will be able to pick up their mail at a post office. Postal officials say they don't know how long the suspension will last. This update is a service of Liberty Bank in Batesville.